Tom Brokaw has written about the greatest generation, the men and women who served during World War II. This week, Chautauqua President Tom Becker says they're looking to the future by exploring the next great generation.
We're looking at 30s and 40-somethings that have grown up in the context of the emergence of digital communication, pixelated movement of data, a sense of globalization far beyond anything, forgive me, but you and I had in our childhood and how we encountered adulthood. And then what does all of that mean? How does their sense of community as affected by that, how does that then translate to their work?
Among this week's speakers are Dalia Mogahed, a young Muslim woman who works for the Gallup Organization, surveying Muslims around the world about what they really think. She'll be speaking Wednesday morning at the amphitheater. Then on Thursday, the 4th of July, MSNBC's Chris Hayes delivers the morning lecture. Chautauqua's Education Vice President Chera Babcock says Mogahed, Hayes, and the other guest lecturers this week have one trait in common.
You will find connectedness to be a theme across this week because this generation has the technological connectedness, and they have taken it in terms of their ability to work in teams.
The afternoon theme this week at Chautauqua's Hall of Philosophy centers on the issue of religion and spirituality. Director of Religion Joan Brown Campbell says the religious attitudes of young people will be part of the focus.
It's particularly the younger generation that says, oh, religion, well, I don't know. It seems to them prejudiced and backward-looking and restrictive and all kinds of things. But if you say to them, well, then you're not a believer. They'll often say, well, yes, I am, but I'm more spiritual.
It was a few years ago on the amphitheater stage that political satirist Mark Russell announced his retirement. Well, Chautauqua Vice President of Programming Marty Merkley says Russell is retiring from retirement and will return to the amphitheater Wednesday night at 8:15.
Hopefully he will find something to make fun of, poke a little bit of sense of humor at our politics, and I think there might be one or two things he might find on the front page of the newspaper that he'll have great fun with, but we always look forward to welcoming him back.
The following evening, it's the annual 4th of July Pops Concert by the Chautauqua Symphony. And in a Chautauqua tradition, concert goers will be given paper bags to inflate and then pop at the appropriate point of the 1812 Overture. Friday night features several artists from the late 1970s and early 80s in a program titled Sail On.
Sailing takes me away.
This will be a real fun walk down memory lane for people who grew up in the 70s and the 80s and listened to all of these incredible songs. I mean, the list of songs, I mean, I can't even remember all of them that are on the list, but it's just all the number ones from those artists during that period of time.
Including Christopher Cross.
Fantasy, it gets the best of me.
Finally, Chautauqua Opera opens its season Saturday night at the amphitheater. Opera director Jay Lessinger says the first program is Benjamin Britten's Peter Grimes.
It is a serious opera. It's a tragic opera, but it is a fantastic opera. The choral writing for this is amazing. The chorus is on stage, I'd say, about 80% of the time. And I have a sensational cast for it. Everybody who's heard them in the last few days on my staff has come over to me kind of with their jaws dropping. So I'm very happy about that because, you know, you cast people months before and you hope it's good when they get together, it's all going to work.
One other note of interest, CBS White House correspondent Bill Plant speaks at the Hall of Philosophy Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Reporting from the Chautauqua Institution, I'm Mark Scott.